Very gray start this morning. Currently still sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The wife of Sheriff Eddie Ingram, Natasha Whittinghill Ingram, was sentenced yesterday to 3 years of probation and 480 hours of volunteer work as a result of her DUI conviction and crashing her car into the home of Lori and Mark Johnson in Santa Rosa. According to the Press Democrat, she will also pay $8,000 in restitution to the Johnsons. A 78-year-old woman was arrested in connection to a fatal crash at a bus stop in San Francisco that killed two adults and a child and injured an infant who remains hospitalized. Mary Fong Lau of San Francisco is accused of crashing her Mercedes SUV into a bus shelter Saturday morning in the city's West Portal neighborhood. California is accelerating its efforts to empty San Quentin's death row with plans to transfer the last 457 condemned men to other state prisons by summer. According to the LA Times, the prisoners will be rehoused in the general population across two dozen high-security state prisons, where they will gain access to a broader range of programming and treatment services. The Supreme Court seems likely to side with the Biden administration in a dispute with the Republican-led states over how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts on topics including COVID-19 and election security. The justices seemed broadly skeptical Monday during nearly 2 hours of arguments, accusing officials in the Democratic administration of leaning on the social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. Governor Gavin Newsom has postponed his annual State of the State address from Monday to an unknown future date, as the fate of his mental health proposition still has yet to be decided. Proposition 1 would outlay over $6 billion for mental health services through new bonds and restructuring existing legislation. Fewer than 20,000 votes separate the yes from the no vote. Disney announced that Critter Country and Disneyland will temporarily close May 1st. The closure makes way for a complete redo of the Briar Patch, a Splash Mountain-themed gift shop that needed a renovation due to the ride's closure. The new shop will be called Ray's Berets to pair with Tiana's Bayou Adventure, the Princess and the Frog re-theme of Splash Mountain. That section of the park from the Haunted Mansion that is closed for renovations now back will be fenced off with no date for reopening yet announced. 7:34 KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Jeremy Porter. Hello again, Jeremy. How are the roads?
Hello, Brent. We don't have any crashes out there, so that's good. But we are seeing heavy traffic on the transition ramps from Highway 12 to US 101, and we still have slow traffic heading southbound on 101 near the Marin County line. Caltrans is going to be doing some maintenance on northbound 101 from Petaluma Boulevard north to Pepper Road. They should have the left lane closed for that, so be cautious in that area. Drive safe out there this morning. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not-a-bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
Download the free Upside app and earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use the promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's promo code RADIO. In sports, the Knicks beat the Warriors 119-112 last night. They will next play the Memphis Grizzlies at home on Wednesday. Two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell and the Giants have agreed to a $62 million two-year contract. And after 24 years, Rennell Brooks Moon is out as the voice of the ballpark for the Giants at Oracle Park. And your forecast, widespread morning fog, clearing to mostly sunny skies with upper 60s to low 70s. Tonight, mainly clear early, but low clouds spread inland. Overnight lows 40s to low 50s. After that morning fog, partly to mostly cloudy with mid-60s tomorrow. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. If you happen to have $38 million burning a hole in your pocket, you could use it to snap up the mansion that was Freddie Mercury's sanctuary in London, where he lived his final decade of his life. It is up for sale for the first time in nearly 45 years. Garden Lodge, as the home is known, is in Kensington. He left the property and all his possessions to his close friend, Mary Austin, who has been selling them over the past year. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSC Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Take reminds me of just how we used to be. tuned into 100.1 KZST on your Tuesday. Some fog out there, but going to be a nice day. Some hazy sunshine. Upper 60s on the way. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hot topic.
All right.
Well, this is an ongoing debate, always in time. Right-handers versus left-handers. As always, if you'd like to chime in on the conversation, give a comment or opinion, call us here in the KZST studio, 707-284-1000. Hot topic, lefties or righties. So I'm going to start this, Brent. A new report say left-handed people are smarter in some ways. Think outside the box. More abstract reasoning, better at problem solving. That left-handed people are more creative, have careers in innovation like art, music, and writing. What?
I get the feeling the study was written by a left-handed person because it goes on to expound on all their wonderfulness. The study says left-handed people are better with their agility and dexterity, so they dominate over right-handed folks in competitive sports like tennis, basketball, and baseball, and pickleball.
Oh, you got to add pickleball in there.
Yeah, now, I don't know about that. I would say humble opinion.
First of all, are you left or right-handed?
Let me pick up my coffee with my right hand over here.
So you're right.
I'm right-handed. I'd say because in those sports, if you're using a ball, like if you're hitting a tennis ball, throwing a football, things like that, it puts different spin on the ball, and the balls are coming in at different angles. So if you're used to catching from a right-handed person and it's coming in left-handed, it's going to be totally different.
Absolutely.
So that's going to mess up the majority of us.
Agree.
And looking at some stats, so here you go. Left-handers make up only 25% to 30% of Major League Baseball players.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. In the NBA, it's 5.1% of NBA players are left-handed. And in golf, only 5% of the guys in the PGA Tour are left-handed. So it's not a huge percentage, but those guys that are left-handed do pretty well in those sports. I will say that.
So I'm right-handed. I mean, I pretty much do everything. But they're saying, this research is saying that lefties are intelligent, more creative, have careers in broadcasting, music, news, and problem-solving skills, and they thrive in sports. So, yeah, I mean, I can use my left hand to put my lipstick on. That is pretty much all I can do with my left hand, but I will take it. I will take it. Oh, my gosh. So, some fun facts that I found about lefties, they make up only 15% of the entire population.
Wow.
There are not many lefties in the population. There's a real place called Left Hand in West Virginia. It is a real city.
That's the name of the town?
Yes.
Wow.
Left Hand in West Virginia. Never heard of it. Left-handers have their own holiday. Brent, did you know that August 13th is Left-Handers Day?
I did not realize that.
Didn't know that either. And finally, famous lefties include Oprah Winfrey, Queen Elizabeth was left-handed.
Oh, wow.
And this guy, Justin Bieber, lefty. And I got to add my hubby banker boy, left-handed too. He'd agree with this entire study. You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. No, I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to.
But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth.
Can we both say the words and forget this?
Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? Just trying to get you back on me.
Oh, no, no.
'Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Oh,
is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get a check on that commute with CHP Officer Jeremy Porter in our Rohnert Park studio. Good morning, how's traffic?
Thank you, Debbie. We don't have any crashes to report, but we have the usual slowdowns on the transition ramps from Highway 12 to US 101 and on southbound 101 heading into Marin County. Over on the northbound side, we have a significant slowdown from about Corona Road to Pepper Road due to maintenance crews in the area. Please slow down and give them some space to work safe out there. Buckle up and have a safe drive in from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
As it was.
Well, thank you for turning on KZST. It is 751, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Happy springtime.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Toyota's Ready, Set, Go sales event is on. Explore California this season with Toyota's legendary reliability. Take on spring with incredible fuel efficiency and more peace of mind. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on 2024 Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish 2024 Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Hurry in. Toyota's Ready, Set, Go sales event ends soon. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids. Ends 4/1/24.
Spring into fantastic savings on top quality meats and much more at your neighborhood Raley's in Nob Hill. This week only, Raley's fresh 93% lean ground beef is on sale for just $3.97 a pound. Take home delicious deals you'll love only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
It is 752, 50 degrees. Up next.
Here's another Doing Good in Our Community shout out from Debbie and Brent in the Morning on KZST.
All righty, going out to all the workers at SMART, the Sonoma Marin Area Rapid Transit System, in recognition of National Transit Employee Appreciation Week. To everyone, all our local SMART train workers, we say thank you for all you do, because smart people ride smart.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is all these years, years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that way, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is great, and though my love is
I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home
100.1 KZST. Well, a busy time around Sonoma County, a week of movies, cheese, and beer. In other words, the Sonoma International Film Festival, the California Artists and Cheese Festival, and Russian River Brewing's release of its iconic triple IPA, Pliny the Younger, comes out this week. Never a dull moment. News is next on KZST.
We couldn't turn around till we were upside down. I'll be the bad guy now, but no, I ain't too proud.
Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 19th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8 a.m. I'm Brent Allen. Gray skies to start once again this morning. Currently still sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Law enforcement officials have announced that two people from Ukiah who were arrested following a pursuit and crash at a Santa Rosa gas station last week are also connected to a fraud investigation. 32-year-old Jeanette Perez and 39-year-old Gonzalez Alvarez pretended to be Santa Rosa police officers to steal a victim's credit cards and cell phone. Then later, after being contacted by the victim's tax representative, they pretended to be the victim and his niece. Last Thursday, they were spotted on Santa Rosa Avenue by sheriff's deputies. During a car chase, they crashed into a gas pump at a Shell station on Hearn Avenue. Their car caught fire. Both were eventually arrested. A Sonoma County jury wasted little time in convicting 53-year-old Jesse Granado Lopez of rape and attempted kidnapping of two 14-year-old girls near Sonoma in January of 2020. After abducting